to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. It is Saturday, May 1st, 2010. We're red hot and rolling as we come to you live tonight from AM 1380. WLRM Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, libertynewsradio.com. You can catch our live internet stream and broadcast archives, courtesy of Liberty News Radio, at our official internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Had a very upbeat and positive first hour with Keith Alexander tonight. I'm James Edwards, and Keith is gone, but I will now be joined by Winston Smith. And Winston, as you know, in the first hour, Keith and I covered many angles of the groundbreaking new law that has been enacted in Arizona, a law that is now being followed in many other states, including Texas, South Carolina, Utah, and Missouri. More to come, I'm sure. In that first hour, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the Arizona immigration law, how great it is, Pat Buchanan's takes on it, talked about some of the states that are following suit. Is a fire spreading through the grassroots? Keith and I offered our opinions on that and much, much more. Winston, you have also been closely monitoring the strides being made on America First immigration reform. What can you add to the commentary tonight?
James, I just want to say how much I enjoyed that first hour. Both you and Keith were on fire, as usual, and this is an especially red-hot topic, as it has been for almost the entire week. It has been crazy. I have been following the news stories, especially on CNN. I'm starting to take an special interest in CNN's front page ever since, I think it was the 20th of April, when I noticed that they had, on their page alone, they had seven or eight stories that were dedicated to talking about white supremacists, the KKK, and hate crimes. And that was just on their front page. I didn't follow all the links inside, but I found out something I found a similar pattern in this relating to this Arizona immigration law. Yesterday alone, James, on CNN's front page, there were at least 12 stories, 12 articles talking about the Arizona immigration law, and all 12 of them were negative. Here are just a few of them. Arizona police officer sues over immigration law. Arizona students speak out on new law. And by the way, they all spoke very badly of it. Arizona law protested nationwide. Shakira enters immigration fight. She's supposedly, I guess she's some kind of singer. I think she's immigrated from Colombia. Legally, by the way. Linda Ronstadt weighs in on Arizona immigration law. And folks, if she were to weigh in, she would break the scale. Have you seen that woman lately, James?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's sad. It is so sad to see what has happened to Linda Ronstadt. Lord have mercy on us. But, the stories are all extremely harsh. They are extremely negative. And only yesterday, I think it was late yesterday, did they produce one story that spoke in favor of it. It was a woman who immigrated legally from Mexico, and she says she hopes it deters illegal immigration. By the way, James, add Maryland to that list of states that are going to introduce similar laws.
So Maryland can be added now to the tally. This is so
Maryland,
encouraging.
These were the people who not too long ago requested that they not be classified as a southern state anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting, but whatever the case, and for whatever faults these states have, and there are many, they're doing the right thing on this issue. And this issue, Winston, is truly, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of whether or not America is going to continue on as a European and American nation, immigration's number one as the issue we have got to arrest, and an issue we have to address proactively. And it's finally being done, and it happened so fast. I mean, there was not even, to my knowledge, a murmur that this was, you know, forthcoming. And then all of a sudden you've got Arizona, and then now apparently half the country, you know, adding up to defend their state sovereignty and to stand up for their citizens and to stand up for their families of those states. It is so exciting. And yeah, I tell you, I saw that too, Winston. And it's something that Keith and I addressed in passing in the first hour. If you left it to the so-called mainstream media to reflect the public opinion of this country, you're going to be led astray every time. In Arizona, 70% of its population is in favor of this bill. And as you mentioned, all of the newspapers, all of the television shows, all of the radio shows, well, most of them anyway, besides ours, you know, are coming out either neutral or against this, even though it is so overwhelmingly supported. And, you know, that's interesting. We see this. I saw an article today that encouraged people around the country to boycott the sports teams of Arizona. Don't support the Phoenix Suns. Punish the Arizona Diamondbacks because of the actions, the great actions that their state government is taking. It's ridiculous. But I tell you, you know, come on, folks, we've got the momentum now. Let's take the fight back to them instead of, you know, fighting a defensive battle and trying to build up defenses as we retreat. We've got momentum on an issue. Let's take it down and shove it down their throats. Let's take the fight to them. And the fight is being taken to them, and we're winning because the people are on our side. The people who have supported this show for 6 years are finally having their voices heard on an issue that I think is of monumental importance. And Winston, sick or not, hoarse or not as I am this evening, I cannot stay in the chair. Am I putting too much of an emphasis on it?
Oh, no, you're not. And by the way, James, you do sound rather rough, and I'm having some allergy issues myself. I sent Mrs. Smith out not too long ago to pick me up some pseudoephedrine hydrochloride, and she came back with what I think is crystal meth. You can get that stuff all over the place here in Memphrica. Anyhow, James, related to all the news items that CNN had on their website decrying how awful this Arizona immigration law is, there are two other stories that I wish to bring to your attention. This one is the headline says, two accused of holding family for ransom in Phoenix. That's in Arizona where this law has taken effect, or where it's going to take effect. Phoenix police arrested two men suspected of kidnapping four members of the same family and holding them for ransom. Police said Cesar Angeles Ballesteros and Fernando Rodriguez Beltran were taken into custody over the weekend. The pair is believed to have ambushed a car driven by a man from California who had just picked up four relatives who had been smuggled into the country illegally, police said. So there's that story about how awful the people of Arizona are. And then there's this story. Tucson, we just heard about it on Liberty News. Border patrolman in Tucson was shot by drug smugglers. And the story that I have here is from today, and it says that he underwent successful surgery to repair the injury caused to him. But these are just two of the many, many, probably hundreds that we could come up with in just a cursory search of the net of how of the wonderful vibrancy that these illegal aliens add to American culture. This kidnapping of family members that are brought in illegally, shooting Border Patrol agents. What other things have they done? Earlier, James, you mentioned how they're bringing in diseases. And James, have you ever noticed that when you mention that, you are descended upon as if by a pack of hyenas ready to rip you to shreds?
Yeah, when you mention the facts, when you mention the detrimental effects that these people provingly and beyond a shadow of a doubt have on our nation, you're shouted down as a racist and a xenophobe and everything else.
I'm getting a little tired of people acting offended when we mention the diseases that illegal aliens bring in, especially, James, when every school child and every college student has it drilled into their head that evil white Europeans brought smallpox to the New World and wiped out so many millions of people that they cannot prove there were that many people wiped out. But outsiders bringing in diseases is okay to remember as long as it's the white people bringing them in. But when you mention mestizos bringing them to our country, well, that's racist.
Yeah.
And besides that, James, excuse me, my voice is going as well. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, here's what I was going to say.
I'm getting excited about this too,
it's
James.
It's exciting.
People are on fire now.
What show is this? What show is this where we have good news? Is this the political cesspool?
I hope people remember that whenever they're called racist for mentioning the diseases, white people are accused all the time of bringing smallpox into the New World. And besides that, James, what's left out of that little story is that venereal disease was introduced into Europe by the encounters that the Europeans had with the mestizos in this country and on this continent. So it was a give and take that way, but still. Don't let anybody get away with saying how terrible it was, how terrible you are for mentioning the diseases that these illegal aliens are bringing into this country.
Keith, I mean, Winston, I think we're taking a break here. I don't know.
I can't wait.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. It is an immigration blowout tonight as we are celebrating the fact that so many state governments in this country are now finally doing the right thing and putting forth some hard laws that are going to protect their sovereignty, protect their citizenry. We've been talking about, Winston, that the mainstream media is talking about how evil this is, how racist. The so-called civil rights hustlers are saying how offended they are. The illegal aliens who have no right to be offended. This isn't their country. They have no rights as American citizens would. They are offended. Well, I'm offended. This is America. My ancestors fought and bled and died to forge this country from a wilderness. This is not your flop house. My country isn't your flop house. And I'm offended by the rampant crime that illegal aliens bring to America, by the rampant disease that we know that they bring, by the drain of our resources that they are. How many hospitals have shut down due to the overburden that they have to endure from these illegal aliens coming in and getting services, knowing that they have no insurance, knowing that they're not going to pay? How many hospitals have shut down? How many illegal aliens are sucking the welfare system, the American welfare system, with unemployment in double figures, 10%, 12%, whatever it is now? You know, do we need more illegal aliens coming in and trying to take our jobs? What would happen, Winston, if millions of Americans went down? Well, obviously, you know, it would make Mexico a better place. But if millions of Americans went down to Mexico and acted as to their country as the illegal aliens act here, they come in and they just suck it dry and add nothing of substance to that nation. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. And Mexico, third world people will never make a first world nation. But if our people did go down there and try to suck it dry for everything it's worth, if we went down there and were marching in the streets of Mexico demanding that the Mexican government give us this and give us that, what would happen, Winston, is that the Mexican government would mow us down. They'd squash us like ants, and rightfully so. But yet when we try to just pretend that we're going to enforce the laws up here, you know, they act as though it's some sort of violation of their rights as Mexican citizens to come in here and have our laws be enforced upon them. What do you say, Winston? Am I going off on a tangent here, or is there something of merit to
absolutely not, James. You're speaking the absolute truth. What these people want is they want minority rule, and they want minority rule both numerically and ethnically. And if we are going to protest or counter-protest these massive rallies that are being held across the country even as we speak, we need to remind the people that we do not take our orders from the government of Mexico. The government of Mexico does not dictate our law. In fact, if they did dictate our law, I might support that, because we know exactly how they treat illegal immigrants in Mexico. And we had this article from VDARE. It's up there. It's on VDARE right now. The Mexican government will bar foreigners if they upset, quote, the equilibrium of the national demographics. That means if you get too many non-Mexicans in there, they're going to keep other non-Mexicans from coming into the country.
And why is it okay for them to do that, but it's not okay for us to do that?
Because they know that they know it's okay for us to do that, but they also know that we're suckers, and we'll acquiesce to that. We will do what they say in order to make them like us when they're never going to like us. They're just going to take advantage of us. They're going to sap our resources. They're going to damage our environment. That is an issue, James, the environmental damage. The border is becoming a toxic waste dump down there. It's disgusting down there. The pictures that you see, they look like garbage dumps. But further, going further with the article on VDARE that outlines the Mexican government's immigration policy, says also, if outsiders do not enhance the country's economic or national interests or are not found to be physically or mentally healthy, they are not welcome. Neither are those who show contempt against national sovereignty or security. They must not be economic burdens on society, and they must have clean criminal histories. Those seeking to obtain Mexican citizenship must show a birth certificate, provide a bank statement proving economic independence, pass an exam, and prove that they can provide their own health care. Also, illegal entry into the country is the equivalent of a felony, punishable by 2 years imprisonment. Document fraud is subject to fine and imprisonment, so is alien marriage fraud. Evading deportation is a serious crime. Illegal reentry after deportation is punishable by 10 years imprisonment. Foreigners may be kicked out of the country without due process, and the endless bites at the litigation appeal, that illegal aliens are afforded in our country, see, for example, President Obama's illegal alien aunt, a fugitive from deportation for 8 years who is awaiting a second decision on her previously rejected asylum claim. Law enforcement officials at all levels, by national mandate, must cooperate to enforce immigration laws. You hear that? The states are required to enforce immigration laws, just like Arizona is trying to do with our nation's laws, including illegal alien arrests and deportations. The Mexican military is also required to assist in immigration enforcement operations. James, what you said earlier about what would happen if millions of Americans flooded into Mexico, they'd be mowed down. You're not kidding. The Mexican army is required to do so. Native-born Mexicans are empowered to make citizens' arrests of illegal aliens and turn them into the authorities. Ready to show your papers? Mexico's National Catalog of Foreigners tracks all outside tourists and foreign nationals. A National Population Registry tracks and verifies the identity of every member of the population who must carry a citizen's identity card. Visitors who do not possess proper documents and identification are subject to arrest as illegal aliens. James, I say it's a good plan.
It's a hell of a plan, just as we want Israel's domestic policy, where they landmine the borders and have, stringent, non-existent immigration policy.
And where they're building a wall.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mexicans' immigration policy isn't half bad either. You know, if it's good enough for Israel and it's good enough for Mexico, you know, why don't we have it here in America for ourselves? But ironically enough, even though Mexico and Israel practice such policies, they are the biggest opponents to America doing the same. And the hypocrisy apparently knows no bounds.
Oh, and have you noticed how many rabbis and Jews are involved in protesting the Arizona immigration law? They are all over the place on this thing. This is their issue du jour. They are everywhere in it, and yet they would not allow the same thing in their country. Of course, it does nothing to point out hypocrisy of these people. James, we are very good at that. We white nationalists, we are excellent at pointing out the hypocrisy. But it's time to do something. And, of course, the very least you can do is to support this radio broadcast and send us a meager donation. We don't get paid to do this. We even send our money in to support it. But secondly, we need to get out. We need to counter these protests. We need to tell these people that this is not racial profiling, because illegal is not a race. There's no such thing as an illegal race. They are illegal because they're criminals, and they're criminals because they're doing something illegal. They're doing something in our country that they would not allow us to do in their country, and yet we just our government, we want to appear to be nice and open-hearted and altruistic. We just say, oh, yeah, come on in, come on in, when these people would not allow us to go into their country.
Well, Winston, we're about to take a break, but as you mentioned, some of these people who you just mentioned hate America. And because these liberals hate America, they therefore want these open immigration policies because they know the best way to destroy America as it stands now is to make it unrecognizable. And the way you make it unrecognizable is to dilute the founding population down to nothing and have just a mixed Tower of Babel here. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We've got to get out of this place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show as we continue on tonight. And I have to tell you, this show has been one of the most fun that I've brought to you in the last 6 years because we are reporting on something so positive and so great, in my opinion, when we report on the law that was put into effect in Arizona and all of these other states that are seemingly prepared to follow suit. Keith Alexander joined me for the first hour. We covered a lot of ins and outs of this issue then. Winston Smith co-hosted with me for the last half hour. And now I am joined by the Political Cesspool's resident expert on immigration-related issues, Joe McCutcheon, who has been a regular correspondent on this program since our inception back in 2004. Joe was an original founder of the Minuteman Project in 2005. He has seen the best and the worst that this immigration reform movement can bring, and he is the proprietor of the great website ArkansasFreedom.com, an America Forced Immigration Reform website there looking after the best interests of the citizens of Arkansas. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Good evening. I was just wondering, James, are you broadcasting from a rowboat tonight?
No, I'm not broadcasting from a rowboat. And the reason why Joe asked, ladies and gentlemen, is because there have been flash floods in Memphis the past 24 hours, tornadoes all over the place to the east, west, north, and south of our location here at the studio tonight. I told him, Joe, if the station had been underwater, we would have donned scuba gear and swum down to the microphone because I was not going to miss the chance to bring all of this good news on immigration tonight, even as I'm recovering from a pretty stiff illness this week. Still a little hoarse, but I wouldn't miss this for the world, and I'm glad you've joined me, Joe. And let me ask you, I don't know if you've caught the first hour and a half of the show on the internet. I know you're calling in from Arkansas tonight.
I got some of it.
Am I making too much of what's happened there in Arizona? Is it as good as it seems, or do you have some reservations?
Well, I have no reservations at all, James. I am so happy to see some positive, aggressive action, and more specifically, legislators that have some conscience, some substance, some backbone that's willing to put this thing through. And it's, of course, it's going to be challenged at all levels. And I think our people, I'm speaking of our citizens, have not thought through how absolutely asinine the open borders crew really are. One of the 17 responsibilities of the federal government is to protect our borders, our national borders, from invasion. Of course, we've got 25 to 35 million illegals and no telling how many more, and Mexicans and OTMs in our republic. And I would certainly say that this constitutes an invasion. So with that said, and knowing that it is the responsibility of the federal government to secure these borders and secure our safety, they have totally ceded any responsibility they've had. In other words, they forfeited their obligations. So why in the world would any governor, and of course they're in the same mold as Obama, not have, not understand that it's the state's rights to secure their own integrity and sovereignty. And of course, our people haven't demanded that, and that is, that's just terrible that they have not. Their position is, obviously, I'm talking about the governors of the state and many state legislators, the position is simply this: if the feds won't do it, we'll just sit here and be overrun by illegals and totally destroyed. I mean, it's that simple. And so any activity any state takes aggressively, I applaud it and will help it in any way.
Well, you know,
Joe, not going to stand by and be overrun by a bunch of third worlders. It's that simple.
Well, Joe, you have been providing succinct commentary on this issue, well, for over a half decade, and all the time that I've known you, and certainly much longer than that, to be sure. But
50 years.
50 years. I've known you for six, and I know you've been doing it at least that long. For 50 years, you've been championing this issue and taking the fight to our enemies on it. I know you've invested just a lot of your own personal resources in Arkansas to help gain traction on this issue. The traction has now been gained in a big way, not from the grassroots, but legislatively speaking, and that's where you really want to make an impact. But it amazes me, Joe, that we even, that anyone could be opposed to our point of view on this issue. This isn't America to the illegal alien invader. This is their flop house. This is a place where they come and spread crime and disease, where they drain us of our resources. That anyone could be opposed to securing our borders is, to me, amazing. But then you have to ask the question, well, why are they opposed to it? They are opposed to securing our borders, the liberals, the people who control the media, because they hate America, and they know the easiest way to destroy America is to turn us into a Tower of Babel and balkanize us. And I have seen, Joe, as you have, the signs. Hate. Arizona is a Nazi state. 2010 Arizona is 1960s Alabama. You've got so-called civil rights hustlers saying they're going to break the law. They're going to have sit-ins. They're going to overturn the government of Arizona. Barack Obama is going to withhold funding to the state, he says. Do you think we'll see National Guardsmen with bayonets there in Arizona anytime?
No. I think saying that these Marxist communists and neoconservatives, both parties, are corrupt to the core.
Yes.
I think that that's an oversimplification, saying they hate. What they're really doing, and this invasion that's taking place, legal and illegal, is by design, James. This is not happenstance. They understand that white middle-class America, and throw in a multitude of blacks who have been here since the inception of this country, they understand until they remove us, they cannot get into the globalistic monopoly of power and money. So we're the last obstacle standing in their way, and they're going to do everything within their power, legally, illegally, and otherwise, to destroy us. I think now white America is probably something less, about 49%, in other words, the founding stock of this country. And it's dissipating due to these huge invasions taking place. I have no doubt that we have 25 to 35 million illegal Mexicans and OTMs in our republic to this date. And they keep stating, well, we have to redo our laws, et cetera, et cetera. Our laws are in place to take care of this crisis. It's 8 U.S.C. and all of its subsections, very beautifully written, and if they were enforced, we would eradicate this problem in 48 hours. For example, I live in Arkansas. We have two of the biggest criminals, as far as I'm concerned, there is in our country, and that's John and Don Tyson of Tyson Foods. And we also have the Pilgrims and the Simmons and on and on. But if the federals would do their job, they would go and cuff John and Don Tyson and throw them in prison, and you would see a mass exodus of illegal Mexicans and OTMs heading southwest from here, and that would take care of the problem. We have the laws on the books if they're just not enforced. And for them to keep coming back our governors, our legislatures, et cetera, saying, well, it's a Fed problem. It's not a Fed problem. It's an individual problem. It's my problem. It's your problem. And it's your listening audience's problem. They've got to get off their duff and stand up and defend this republic. Otherwise, we're not going to have one, and they don't deserve one.
Joe, I echo that. I echo those sentiments 100%. And I want to go back to something you said earlier. You know, again, I understood why the federal government was aiding and abetting the illegal aliens and their destruction of this country, because they want to destroy America as it is now. They want to destroy the America of Robert E. Lee. They want to destroy the America of Davy Crockett. That's not the America that they want. Now, I ask you this. As you know, Joe, we have opposed the Republican Party with about as much tenacity as we have opposed the Democratic Party because, by and large, right down the line of all the issues of national importance, they're working against paleoconservative Americans, lock, stock, and barrel. So now we have some state Republican parties that are apparently doing something right for once. And it's the first time, the first example that I can give you on a major issue in the 6 years I've been doing this show. I'm going to ask you why they're doing it, Joe. When we come back, we got to take a break. That Joe McCutchen is going to tackle the tactics of these state Republican parties who appear to be on our side. Are they really? Or is there something up their sleeve? We'll find out his opinion when we return. Yeah.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
We're busting the immigration debate wide open here on the political cesspool this evening with our unique and unapologetic commentary. I'm James Edwards, continuing on now with our featured guest for the evening, Joe McCutchen of ArkansasFreedom.com. Joe was one of America's leading America First immigration reform activists. And Joe, before the break, I was asking you, you know, what's going on here? We know that the Republican Party is criminally corrupt to the core, just as the Democratic Party is. Now we see in Arizona, Texas, Utah, South Carolina, Missouri, Maryland, they are either passing laws or proposing laws that would really do the right thing on immigration. Did they all of a sudden have an epiphany? Did they find the key and unlock their cojones and reattach them to their anatomy? Is it the real deal, or is it too good to be true?
Well, I think it's partially true. I think Oklahoma is, I think Utah is good. Arizona, of course. I'm concerned about Texas. I might tell you that Arkansas is going to be introducing a bill for that. Our people have to be on guard, and I'm not too sure that they're educated enough, and I don't mean this in any way as a negative here, but I'm not sure the citizens of our country understand the real criminality going on in this Republican Party. The neoconservatives are trying to take back the party that Bush and his group had. And you have to be particularly careful of listening to individuals like Huckabee, Crystal, O'Reilly, Hannity, Army, Norquist, Palin, McCain, Lindsey Graham. These are all people that you want to run from with all degree speed. They're not in it for the right reasons. And we, as I say, I'm afraid we're being co-opted in a lot of these areas, and we've just got to be aware of who we're doing business with, and we cannot let a politician take over the Tea Party movement or any part of it, and we've got to know who's coming in and why. They have got to destroy the Tea Party, James. It represents a huge threat to the ruling class, either the War Party, which is the Republicans, or the cultural Marxists, which are the Democrats, and there's no longer a Democrat or Republican Party. People don't seem to understand that. We've got to get that out of our minds. We have a cultural Marxist party, which is the Democrat. We have the war party, the neoconservative, which is Republican. There is no traditional Democrat or Republican Party. And we've got to be aware of that and take that in. And what we have to do, this is a disclaimer, but what we have to do is vote every incumbent out of both parties. I don't care what kind of a scoundrel running against the entrenched incumbents. We've got to get rid of them because they're the reason, and they know all the tricks, and they're the reason that we're in the multiple crisis we're in. Going down a little deeper in this thought process, I think that we have, if we can't be successful legally, legitimately, constitutionally, in getting rid of these incumbents in this next November and 2 years hence, I see a second developing of our position that we were in 1861. I just see that, and I hope people will get an understanding of what a absolute psychopath Abraham Lincoln was and what a farce the educational system has put up on our citizens for the last 100 years. The Civil War is not fought about slavery. Yes, it was wrong, and yes, it was going out. And for Lincoln to be responsible for killing 600,000 American youth is just it's just unfathomable. And the South is just now coming out of that treachery that Lincoln put on us. And I know I've gotten out here on a tangent, but it's important that people know what's going on and where it's all going to come down to, I'm afraid to say.
No, Joe, I don't think you're too far off topic at all, because at the very top of the program tonight, my co-host Keith Alexander and I mentioned that there is a whiff of rebellion in the air, and the same rebellion that brought upon the Great Confederacy, there are some elements of that, I think, beating in the heart of this America First immigration reform movement. Joe, we only have a couple of minutes left with you. It is always my pleasure to host you. It's always great and informative when you're our guest here on the show, and especially under such great and glowing circumstances that we brought you on tonight to talk about strides being made in the right direction. I know it's a little bit too early to make predictions, and any prediction we make, the game will change by next week. But if you had to go out on a limb here right now, Joe, do you think that this is the beginning of something big and beautiful in America, or do you think that this, and of course I'm talking about these laws that are being introduced, do you think there'll just be another dead letter law, something short-lived that'll fizzle, another law that isn't enforced, or do you think it is something that can go a long way into reclaiming America's destiny?
We have to look at the federal government and the bureaucrats as our absolute, abject enemies, And if we're not willing to do that, we'll lose it. We're on the precipice of losing it right now, James, and we have to clean house in November. I mean totally clean house. There are no good politicians in D.C. and very few in the state houses. They've got to go out. They've all been there decades. They know every corrupt criminal trick in the book, and we've got to get them out of there. As I said earlier, I don't care how bad the person is running against them. We've got to get those entrenched out and get our bearings and understand where our strengths are and who we can depend on. It's just that simple. And we don't have – this is our last call to breakfast, I'll tell you that, with no doubt in my mind. If we don't make a huge course correction in November, we're through.
Well, hopefully that will be not the case. Hopefully we will make a great change in direction, and hopefully that direction will lead us further down the road of the direction we're in right now with regard to all of these great laws that are being enacted or proposed in so many different states. And, Joe, hopefully Arkansas will soon follow suit. You seem to think that will be the case, and if it is, I know you will have personally played a big role in that with the radio ads and billboards you've put up all over your state. This is certainly a great moment for our issues, and I just hope that it can grow from a flicker into a great grassroots rebellion and a great grassroots blaze.
Well, I hope so, too. And by the way, give my best to the two best-looking women in Shelby County, Isabella and Danny.
Thank you so much, Joe, for that. I certainly will as soon as I get home tonight in my motorboat from the studio to back to my home in the suburbs. Yeah, it's a lot of water on the ground, but I'll get back to him safely, Joe, and I will relay the message. And, of course, my best to your beautiful wife also.
Thanks for having me.
Joe McCutcheon, everybody. Check him out at ArkansasFreedom.com, a great American hero. Joe McCutcheon. Well, we are about to cap off our commentary on immigration. We've been on it for 2 hours. You can best be assured that we will continue to follow this as it grows. Next week, I'm sure we will have another great immigration guest on. Joe McCutcheon was on the show tonight. Next week, we might have Dr. Virginia Abernethy on, who is always another great political cesspool resource, another great voice on immigration. Perhaps we'll have her on next week. We're going to continue to follow this as it grows. You can count on the political cesspool to echo the sentiments of the American majority. You're not going to get that on any other radio program. You're not going to get that out of any major newspaper or any network television show right here. The political cesspool on Liberty News Radio Network, that's where you can come if you want to hear professional hosts offering great commentary on the issues that you want to see moved forward. This is what we bring to you. Rain, shine, sleet, snow, tornadoes, as we have tonight here in the Memphis area, flooding. We're sick, but we're going to bring you the show. It's our duty. You deserve it. And it's just so great to be able to come into the studio tonight and deliver you nothing but good news. And that's what we are giving you this evening. Remember again, ladies and gentlemen, that this radio program is listener supported. We hate to ask, but we have to have your financial considerations in order to stay on the air. We don't ask for much, and we appreciate everything that's given. It's not expected, but it's always appreciated. If you want to donate to the political cesspool, you can do it safely and securely via your credit card, secure payment processor there at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And yes, if you've tuned in to the show late, this is James Edwards. I know I'm a little hoarse tonight, fighting off a little illness, but it's so good to be with you. I'm going to take a break. When we come back in the third hour, I'm going to be joined by yet another political cesspool co-host. You've already heard from Keith and Winston. Bill Roland has the night off, but Eddie the Bombardier Miller doesn't. Eddie the Bombardier will be with us as we start to talk a little bit more about the Tea Party movement. Movement, of course, that we've been following and covering, it seems, just about every week, at least in part, here on this program. Eddie the Bombardier is a member of the cesspool staff that has been a part of the Tea Party movement from the inside. We're going to see his observations when we come back.
Political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
They call the ride.